Well, you know, management books are full of advice on how to make decisions. There's called the five-step approach, and there's another one that's called a four-step approach. Presumably that's a bit quicker. Not forgetting the six C's, the seven ways to decide, and the three types, which for the record are strategic, tactical, and operational. Would you believe there's a website? It's called 29 Decision-Making Techniques for Making Effective Decisions. I've had a look, but I can't decide what's best. They're all a variation on figure out if you have a problem in the first place, define it. What are the options you're working with? Think scenarios and generate alternatives. Stay open-minded, eliminate the options one by one, go for it. And most important of all, explain what's going on and be sure to include the people most effective. The last bit is the most important bit. People have to trust decision makers. It's not always the case that decisions can be made in broad daylight. But if a decision maker can make enough decisions transparently, they can acquire a reputation for being trusted. Understanding how to make good decisions is often helped by a study of bad decisions. And helpfully, NHS England has just provided an example. Out of the blue, they decided to axe the dedicated mental health support for hospital doctors offered by the Practitioner Health Programme, which incidentally celebrated its 15th anniversary last autumn. The service is the largest publicly funded mental health staff treatment service in the world. It costs £11 million a year. The decision came at a tender time. Relationships with doctors are at an all-time low. Many trusts have been exposed as aggressive employers, insensitive rota, poor on-call arrangements, catering, creche, parking, exam fees, relocation and pay are all piling up. You know this, the list as well as I do. NHS and management, of course, awaits the next round of strikes by the junior doctors, and no doubt they'll be targeted at some cunning time to do the most damage. For 11 million quid, which in the scheme of NHS budgets is the price of a couple of beers at the local, it caused a bow wave of aggravation across social media. In fact, the roof came in. No advance notice, no consultation. The decision was handled with all the deftness of a bin man chucking the contents of your wheelie bin into the back of his lorry. An announcement was dumped on social media. Following came a ham-fisted effort by the luckless Chris Hobson, NHSE's strategy guru, pretending that the service didn't do much in the first place. He said, he's going to regret this, the vast majority of this provision is, and always has been, via their employers' health and well-being schemes. Well, all the strategy of a fortune cookie and credibility down the drain. It inspired other rows and commentary along the lines of, if NHS mental health services are so bad that staff have to jump the queue and effectively be sent private, what about the rest of us? The whole thing got out of hand and culminated last evening with the smell of burning rubber, the sound of screeching brakes, the squeal of a U-turn, and another social media dump. And I linked to it in the e-letter, and you can see the NHS England have backtracked and agreed to keep the service going for another year. Well, we could say good, well done, you've listened. We could say what happens in a year's time, a decision left hanging will fester. We could say this was a real error of judgment in the first place and never should have gone live. We could say their decision-making processes are either flawed or feral. Either way, someone was asleep at the wheel. We could say this has undermined NHS England because now we know if there's a decision we don't like, make enough fuss and it'll be reversed. We could say NHSE know they've undermined themselves, and in a future occasion, they'll have to prove how tough they really are. We could say NHSE has no confidence in itself because they back down. We could say we don't trust NHS England not to spring something else on us and we have no confidence in them. We could say there's not much point in listening to NHS England's strategy honcho because there is no strategy. And they could say, NHS England could say, we've got this wrong. Sorry, and we've learned a valuable lesson in understanding what's important to our people. Thank you. As decisions go, well, for the record, this is a strategic disaster, a tactical error, and an operational shambles. But it's the right decision. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Nelson.